The 0-2. Swing, club, shot out of a cannon to center field, drifting back out of the warning track. White leaps, and it's gone for a home run. What a blast by Eugenio Suarez. It's his third on the season, and he has opened it up early. It's 3-0 Mariners in the bottom of the first.
Eugenio Suarez joining us now on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Gino, how's it going?
Everything is good. Happy to be here with you guys. So do a little bit.
We're happy to have you. Hey, I was going to have you join us by saying plenty of good vibes in Seattle last night. Where's that phrase come from, good vibes only?
Like I always say, my dad, when I was young and I started playing this game, he always tell me about enjoy the game, you know, and because this is the game. And he always told me, you gotta have a good vibe every time. It no matter if you 0-4 or 4-4, you know, you just gotta have a good vibe only. And so from that, I always remember that my dad always told me about good vibe. So I try to always be happy, always enjoy what I do in it, and you know, give it that good vibe. To my teammates is more important to me. You know, they need it sometimes. You know, this game is so hard. And I just always be happy and try to give it my best to the guys with my own good vibes only.
Now, Eugenio, you do an amazing job providing that for the team in the locker room. My question, because I know you're a dad, is are you able to keep that good vibes going within your own family when you're getting, you know, your kids are pushing you a little bit? Are you able to take that deep breath and say good vibes
yeah,
only?
Man, hey, yeah, I try. I would do that to my daughters. You know, they so fun. They so happy girls. I got two girls. They so happy, and I try to always give my best to them, to theirs. You know, I always enjoy being with them around, and I always think about if they grow up happy, I'm be happy too.
I was gonna say one of my favorite things I hear from professional athletes is when they have little kids, and it's like you could have a 2 home run game, and you go home, and all of a sudden it's like, Dad, what's for dinner? And you're like, I had a great game. Do they ever say like, yeah, good hey, game, hey, Dad? Do they watch?
For them, it doesn't matter how you're doing a job.
Yeah.
They just want to be around us, and then that's what I try to do every time. Even if I 0-4 for a strikeout, I never think about that. When I left the ballpark, when I left the club, I just give it my best to my family. You know, even if I got a bad day in the field, it doesn't matter for them. They just want me to be there, and I just try to be the best daddy my best version of daddy, you know, and they enjoy being with me, and I got to do my best. I got to give them my best, and I always try to be happy with them because they don't know. I mean, they don't know about if you got a good day or not a good day on the field, you know. So that's why I always say be happy no matter what.
Gino, what has been your impression of the team thus far? I mean, you've had spring training now with the guys. You've been able to, you know, get into a couple series here. What has been the impression that you have been able to make with these guys?
You know, the vibe they have in the clubhouse. They we all together from the front office, clubbies, trainers, media guys, players, everybody's together. You know, we just think about win against, and you know, that's very impressive to me. You know, the way we are together from the beginning, from the spring training, when I get there, they, you know, I feel so grateful to be part of this team. You know, they give me a really good vibe, and you know, be around with the boys. They just think about winning, and they just talk about winning the games and making the playoff this year. I think that's more impression they make to me. So the fans, the crowd every day, you know, it's very nice to be part of this.
Hey, Gino, you've had a couple of different really cool hairstyles, unique hairstyles, making waves when you showed up to spring training with the like half bleached, half black hair. Where's it come from, man? Where's the inspiration for it?
You know, every year before I get to a spring training, I always try to do something different. And I use my hair to doing that. Before I got all blonde, like 2 years ago, I did it all white, and I got cold. Now I try to mix it. This year, I just wake up one day, and I tell my wife, "Hey, you know what? I want to do something in my hair. What do you think about these two colors?" And she was like, "Are you serious?" And I say, "Yeah. What do you think about?" She say, "Okay, if you feel good, let's do it." And she did it with me. So it's kind of the thing that I try to, you know, do something different to make mm-hmm. me feel like this is my version, this is my Suarez style, and I try, you know, doing it. And for more important is my wife like it, my kids love it, and I hope everybody else like it too.
We love it. So does this mean that it's staying all year round, or is this just for like a couple months?
I mean, I try to do it the longer that I can. We don't know, you know.
I feel like right now it's good luck. This is a great start to the year for you. It's not going anywhere yet.
Yes, you're right on that. So, yeah, we try to keep it the longer that I can. Yeah.
Okay, I see. One of those things that, you know, maybe you were having fun and maybe going to do a little bit, but you keep doing well.
Yeah,
you got to keep it rolling.
Like, wait a minute, it's staying.
Yeah.
It's 100% correct. Yeah, you're right. If you're doing it good, you got to keep it. You got to keep it.
100%. Now, Gino, one of the things that I was curious and excited to talk to you about this is your own personal, you know, journey and path. I mean, you went on a tear for a long stretch there as one of the most feared hitters in baseball. And over the last couple years, it hasn't been necessarily the type of performance that I know that you've wanted. You dealt with injury, still been crushing homers, all of that. But how do you feel personally, physically, and what has that process been like for you to, you know, just keep growing your game and trying to go through adversity?
You know, right now I feel good. I've been working so hard on the off season, and my wife, she helped me a lot on my diet, you know, my body, keep my body in a good shape. I think, you know, sleep well, eat well, helped me a lot to keep in my best version on my, you know, play every day, you know, keeping my body in shape, keep my body health. And I think the more important to me is just eating well and sleep well. Helped me so much. I know everybody knows it's hard now. With a timing change for me, I never been this earlier before, but it's different. I just keeping my sleep well and eating, try to eat well. And, you know, I've been doing it that for the last few years, you know, eating really good in the off season, try to work in my body so hard every off season to play the most game that I can. And, you know, you don't know when this game done. So for me, like, I think that way I got to work in my body. I got to keep my body in the good shape, because this game is so hard. And if you want to play 162 games, you got to keep your body. So that's what I try to do every year in the off season. And, you know, I got a good people around. Like I tell you, they helped me a lot. My wife, I got my trainers, all that stuff, you know, that I do a really good job on the off season.
Hey, last question for us here. You guys started on the road, two tough environments, but then you were able to come home to Seattle, and it was your first time playing in front of Seattle mm-hmm. fans. We weren't on the field. What was it like?
That was awesome. You know, that was one of the best experiences that I have in my career. You know, I've been in 7 or 8 opening day, but this one this year here in Seattle was amazing. I never doing that, running in the middle of the field, mm-hmm. come to see the crowd, yell your name. That device, that, you know, that was awesome. That was really great experience for me, and I'm so happy to be here and giving my best to the Seattle fans.
Hey, would you mind giving us and Seattle fans a good vibes only on the way out?
Yes, I always would do that. Hey, Seattle fans, good vibes only. Never forget it. Good vibes only.
He is Mariners third baseman Eugenio Suarez. Off to a hot start this year. 3-run home run yesterday. Gino, thanks so much for taking the time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys, for having me here. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hear Jake and Stacy every day from 10 to 2 on 710 ESPN Seattle.